No, next to the story of two Georgian men who were convicted and fined in Tralee District Court for attempting to enter Ireland illegally through Kerry Airport. The two men are now applying for asylum in Ireland over what their solicitor described as issues of political organisations in their home country of Georgia. With me on the line to talk about this is Mark Lynch in our studio in Tralee, who was covering this case for us at Tralee District Court. Mark, good morning to you and thanks for joining us this morning. How did these men arrive at Kerry Airport, I suppose, is my first question.
Yeah, so Gerry, as I said, the two men are from Georgia and the court was told they travelled from Georgia to Ireland via Spain. So they landed in Kerry Airport on a flight from Alicante on the 1st of May, which is a Friday. Anyone who's familiar with Kerry Airport will be aware that they recently upgraded the arrivals hall there with a new immigration station. And these are manned by members of the Garda National Immigration Bureau. That's the case in all Irish airports for flights landing from outside the state. So the two men tried to actually walk past immigration when they landed and they had to be forcibly brought back by officers. And the men didn't cooperate. They didn't disclose who they were. They didn't present any valid form of identification. They were then arrested and they were brought to Caslon Garda Station.
And from that point, what happened then? How did they end up in court?
Yeah, so they were held in custody at Caslon Garda Station for 2 days. They didn't cooperate with Gardaí. So at this stage, the Gardaí literally had no idea who the two men were, which I suppose is a worrying situation when there's no attempt at cooperation at all. The guards seized their phones and accessed the Facebook app on each of their phones, which gave them a name at least for each of them. And after 2 days of this kind of stonewalling, the men changed tack and said they're actually applying for asylum in Ireland. But even still, when the men were initially charged then to be brought to court, the guards were still largely unsure if they had the right names. And one important part of the story as well, and it contributed to the guards being unsure if they had the right names, was that the flight's manifest had absolutely no record for anyone with those names on the flight. So the manifest is a finalised document, lists all passengers and crew on a flight, and it's used for security, safety and immigration purposes. So the guards have these names from Facebook for the two men, which don't match any on the flight records. And when they were brought before the court, Judge David Waters remanded them in custody. He refused bail initially because he said their identities had to be verified. So the matter was then put back to yesterday's date in Tralee, Gerry.
So what were they charged with? What was illegal about what they did?
Yeah, so each man faced one count of failure to present themselves to an immigration officer on arrival. So the Immigration Act 2004, part of Irish law, Section 4 is called permission to land. So a non-national coming by air or sea from a place outside the state shall, on arrival in the state, present himself or herself to an immigration officer and apply for permission. So in trying to evade this by walking past immigration Kerry Airport, the men committed a crime. Then they also faced a count each of failing to produce a valid passport. Again, same act, the Immigration Act outlines every non-national present in the state shall produce on demand a valid passport or other equivalent document issued by or on behalf of an authority recognised by the government which establishes their identity. So again, when asked to produce their passports, the men committed a crime by then not doing so.
Yeah, so there was no record of them on the flight. You mentioned Facebook and the manifest. Why wasn't there? And that can be, in relation to other things, a vexed issue of how there isn't a record on board the flight, them, you know, to when they land.
Yeah, so, I mean, when the Gardaí didn't know if they had the men's real identities during that first court appearance, the court was told they'd have to make inquiries with Interpol and the Georgian authorities to confirm these were their real names. So Interpol and police in Tbilisi, the Georgian capital, confirmed the men's identities. And interestingly, they also confirmed the men legally held Georgian passports under their real identities. So that raised the question of why those names weren't recorded on the flight. So the answer is because they seemingly travelled with false documents, at least between Spain and Ireland, and then destroyed these documents on the way to Ireland. Now, the men's solicitor Brendan Ahern said this isn't uncommon that people entering Ireland destroy their documents. We've also heard this ourselves, Gerry, on a wider scale since probably around 2022 or so. And interestingly, this is actually not a crime in Ireland, as pointed out by solicitor Brendan Ahern. I could go home now, Gerry, and rip up my passport or throw it in the toilet, doesn't matter. Wouldn't be very smart of me, but again, not a crime. So the men committed a crime when they tried to evade immigration and when they didn't produce their passports on arrival.
Okay, and again, wondering as to why they did this. What did the judge make of it all? And what happens to the men now?
Yeah, so, I mean, well, both men seemingly had little to no English, so they were communicated via an interpreter in court, but this also seemed to lead to a lack of explanation. And their solicitor, Brendan Ahern, pointed out that after the initial 2 days in custody, the men said they were seeking international protection or asylum. He said they were doing this on the grounds that they had issues with some political organisations in Georgia. That is, if it's deemed to be legitimate, a valid reason for seeking asylum. People can seek international protection if they have a well-founded fear of being persecuted for reasons including being part of a political social group or political opinion, and they cannot seek the protection of their own country. So during yesterday's hearing, the judge was asking why did they tear up their passports, and the men indicated they wanted to speak to their solicitor, and then Mr. Ahern said they told him they did this out of fear and they were advised this was the best way for them to leave Georgia and enter Ireland. And Mr. Ahern acknowledged they probably were advised incorrectly on that matter, and he said they claimed to have legitimate reasons to leave Georgia, and these claims will have to be scrutinised by another arm of the state through their applications for asylum. Now, I think it'd be fair to say the judge wasn't very impressed with the men's behaviour at all, and he made a point of telling them on numerous occasions the problem isn't coming to Ireland to seek asylum. The problem, as he saw it, was going to such great lengths to conceal their identities, not presenting in immigration to declare they were seeking asylum, and then not cooperating for two whole days in custody. And in reference to what Brendan Ahern said about it not being uncommon to destroy documents, the judge agreed, and he said lots of people do destroy their documents when they arrive to Ireland, usually when seeking asylum, but he said they present themselves at immigration and declare that they're seeking international protection straight away. So the men arrived in Ireland on the 1st of May, and the judge said yesterday was the first day that he had it confirmed to him who they were. He said there didn't appear to be any valid reason to conceal their identities. He said they tried to enter Ireland illegally and only on the second day changed their minds and sought asylum. So he convicted both men on one count of failure to present at immigration each, and one count each of failing to produce a valid passport. He fined each man €200, and now they've been convicted. They're no longer in the court system. They're now seeking international protection, they say, because of those political reasons, political persecution. The Department of Integration will now have to examine those claims by each man, and while those applications are being assessed, they'll be in Ireland. I should say their solicitor as well, Brendan Ahern, told the court they plan on being functioning members of society for however long they're here. They want to work, they want to contribute to society. If the department agrees they're under political persecution in Georgia and have a right to flee, then they'll be allowed to stay here as refugees. If not, they'll be told that they have to leave Ireland, Gerry.
Yeah, indeed. And the fact that Georgia is a safe country of origin as well will factor into that. I don't know, and maybe it's more of a political question as to whether what they have done will influence the decision of the immigration authorities as well as to how they've come into the country, as to whether they qualify or not. Finally, and that's to be decided down the line, Mark, but finally, why haven't you named the men?
Yeah, so this is an understandable question that people probably have, but it's a very simple answer. And this, again, is a quirk of the international protection system. So international protection applicants have a legal right to anonymity. If the men did not apply for asylum, they would be named. But because they're now in the IPAS system, they cannot be named. And interestingly, Gerry, last September, a man from Dublin became the first person to be jailed for online posts which risked identifying asylum seekers in Ireland. So it's not some kind of special reporting restriction. It's the case that if we risked identifying the men, we could be brought before the courts ourselves.
Mark, listen, thanks very much for talking to us about that and filling us in on that case yesterday in Fort Lee District Court. That's Mark Lynch of Radio Kerry News. If you have a view on what he had to say, what happened there, get in touch with us on the programme this morning. We want to hear from you.